you know a little bit about the genesis of the word. Can you tell me about that?
Well, it originally comes from a band of professional assassins in the northern part of India who offered their victims to a goddess and killed them by strangulation, typically by strangulation. So they were a band known as the Thuggies, I believe. And so the Thuggy designation was shortened to Thug, as it often is in ordinary spoken language. And then that filtered down into English that's used in other parts of the world, including the United States. The word thug, as it was used to refer to Sherman, has interesting implications, I think, because even though when you conjure up the image of thug, you might be thinking of mafia member, somebody who kills without with impunity, without feeling much guilt about it. And it usually has a very violent connotation. So the designation of an NFL player as a thug has taken on also, I think, racial implications as well.
How does the meaning and the connotation change?
Right. Well, in the age of instant communication, I think there can be a rapid change. And the fact that designation thug was used in the Richard Sherman case was so widely spread, you know, people read it in the news and were able to watch it on YouTube. And because of that sensationalism, the word was probably became more into the ordinary lexicon at that moment, and probably for a few weeks, which we're still a couple of weeks after that. It's in people's minds cognitively. And so they're using it, and it may indeed take on an evolution of its own beyond the gangsta meaning from, you know, hip hop. The fact that we're seeing it in more widespread language use to designate not as somebody who acts violently and kills, but somebody who, you know, merely as a negative reference, we can be witnessing right now either a temporary evolution or overuse of it because of the sensationalism of that interview.
Do you think there's a element of subconsciousness when it comes to using these words?
I think that's a question that we really can't answer very accurately, but certainly the way we use language is largely below the level of consciousness. And that's a problem that we have as language researchers, because when we ask people to tell us what they say, we find that that's often notoriously unreliable because they really don't know. We don't know what we say. A lot of what we use in language is very much below the level of consciousness.
If there's that level of subconsciousness, I just wonder, you know, when people use these words, you know, is that why there's so much controversy? Because the person's thinking to themselves, I'm not using this in the context that you're accusing me of using it in.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, that's open to a big debate, and that's why there has been such a debate over the use of that word in that particular instance.